they feel your power? Yeah, that's right, word. I got the ability to make you red. You want the edge of a power surge? Let her rip. Guys, TV's big half hour, Video Power. And now, here's that guy who still owes me $20 for lunch. Please say hello to Johnny Arcade.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Terry. And say, what a band, huh? What a band. All right. Say, Terry, what day is this?
What day is this? I don't know. Yeah. It's like show and tell or Wednesday, hat day? Well, I don't know. What is it?
Okay, well, I'll let you off this time. Well, you know, you gotta keep after these guys. Say, I mean, we have got a great show for you today. And to start off the festivities, I'll just step over to the Edgehog here for your enjoyment. The Double Dragon game is under the Edge scope, so I shall press the power activator button. Ooh, what a great effect, and see where it leads me.
Today's Video Power Edge is brought to you by milk. That's right, milk. It does a body good.
Nothing can stop me now. Next stop, Double Dragon 3 land on the Video Power Edge. All right, I landed on my feet. Good thing, too, because Double Dragon 3 requires fancy footwork. This notorious ninja nemesis is known as Chin Samei. Don't take him too lightly. Give him a nunchuck massage to the scalp until your nunchuck chucks no more. Next, go to your cyclone spin kick. He'll counter this with his diving headbutt, so avoid him by taking advantage of a 3D effect. Move backwards and forwards from the top of the screen to the bottom. Keep doing this until Chin Samei takes it fully on the chin. When he has been defeated, he will join you in your quest and give you the first of your 3 sacred stones. Now here's a quick level 1 tip for you. If you're fighting by yourself, keep your back to the wall while high kicking. This will conserve energy because the enemy won't be able to land many, many bold blows. And that saves Video Power Edge. Now that I've shown you some Double Dragon fancy footwork, I'm going to take the boat to the moat to Castlevania on another Video Power Edge. Castlevania 2, Time in Barrows. The left side of town is where the whip you must purchase is located. Jump to the middle block, then enter the building. Walk over to the far wall and toss some holy water at it. The wall will open. Go in and you will find the merchant with the dagger. To find the chain whip, you will discover a doorway that's atop a small flight of stairs just before you leave town. Go in and throw some holy water on the floor at the center of the room. The floor will open. Climb down the stairs and meet the merchant. If you have 150 hearts, he will sell you the chain whip. If you don't have enough, go back and place some more villains until you do have enough. To exit the town, leap by the right side, and that's where the path ends. But there's more road ahead tomorrow on another Video Power Edge. Well, after these commercials, we'll have Johnny on the spot, but now, take it.
Video Power will be right back.